guys, I got another rhyme, another rhythm for y'all to listen. I'm never quitting on my mission, I'ma roll with what I'm giving. Got some ambition, this new addition, filling positions. Looking at the void in myself and feeling what's missing. Better watch the way you're going, better go in the right direction. In the moment you stressing, but you gon' be counting blessings. And I know that for certain, keep on working, open curtains. Haters swerving, cause they ain't ready for your final version. I'm never gonna give up, give up.
You're listening to the Tom Ficklin Show on WNHHLP 103.5 FM, your home for community radio.
Good morning, everybody, and good morning, Harry. That melodious voice you hear is of our station manager, Harry, WNHH 103.5 FM. And Harry, we're doing this show particularly for you because we have some folks that are involved with the Yale Police Department and FBI collaboration, and We're the show's designed to keep you safe, Harry. That's the show. We're calling out all the troops. We're calling out the SWAT teams. We're calling out the security forces. We're calling out some young talent to keep you and your family and your future generations safe. All jokes aside, we're going to share some information pertaining to the Yale Police Department initiative in collaboration with the FBI. And Joanne Benson is going to kick us off to kind of explain this really important initiative. But just as importantly, it's a summer opportunity program that's going to be held virtually this summer for high school students. And we're blessed even to have several high school students on the show. They're going to kind of share about their experience, how they perceive the program, why it's important to them, what they got out of it, what they've shared with their peers. And then the second segment, we're going to do that for about 25 minutes. And then the second segment, we're going to talk about this. There are multiple pandemics taking place, but certainly we know about the public health pandemic, but there's an economic pandemic taking place. So there's something called the Emergency Rental Assistance Program, and some of those folks are going to join us and share that as well. So whether you think the world is in crisis today or whether you think the world has been crisis since Adam and Eve's time, that's kind of a metaphorical comment, but certainly there's some things we need to do to improve the state of the world, the state of New Haven, the state of Connecticut, 24/7, 365 on this day of Friday, April 16th. Joanne, kick us off and talk about, share with us about the Hill Police Department FBI initiative. I asked you to put in your jacket, but I guess you couldn't find it, but that's okay. Do you have your badge? Can you show us your badge? Can you hold your badge up to the screen?
I'm for real. It's okay.
Okay, I'll accept that you're legitimate and kick us off about the FBI, Hill Police Department Summer Program Initiative.
Right. Well, thank you for having me here today, Tom. And I'm joined by some of my FLEA students that have graduated from our program. The FLEA program, which stands for Future Law Enforcement Youth Academy, is a program that started in 2016. And the FBI, in partnership with Yale University, brought this program together so that we can take students from across the state and students that have an interest in law enforcement and expose them to all different types of careers that are available in law enforcement. This last year, we were not able to have the program due to the pandemic, but this year we are bringing the program back. It is an in-person program, not in the same format in which it had been in the past. In the past, our students were able to spend a week at Yale University, right, living on campus and getting the experience of the rich academic arena that Yale does offer. But this year we're going to be having 3 one-day classes that are going to be held July 26th, 28th, and 30th. There is an application process for the students to be looked at to be possibly part of this program. But what we're aiming to focus on is giving the students a bit of a taste of what the full 1 week experience would be like, because we're hoping to bring that back next year. The FLEA program is a unique program and we are very proud of it. What's great about it is we bring in professionals from every walk of life within law enforcement and expose students to every career that could potentially be available. We say that if our students leave not learning something about a career that they didn't know about, then we didn't do our job. But the most important part about our program is that we really teach our students about the value of emotional intelligence in intelligence in law enforcement. We really want them to understand that bias does exist and that they need to have the tools in place to deal with situations and be able to kind of curtail situations that, you know, might be of conflict later if they are choosing a career along this path. And regardless of if they, you know, choose to do another career, these are types of things that are base for, you know, just making them all kind, good human beings. That is what we need in all of our communities for the betterment of a society.
Well, you know, Joanne, just as you're speaking, I think I better sign it. Can you accept older? I mean, I better sign up myself because I'm looking for some my emotionally. I got to tell you, intelligence at the moment, but I won't go there. I know this show is not about me. The show actually for the next 20 minutes are about it's about Cameron and Xavier and Aliana as well as Christian. So, Cameron, let's start with you and then Xavier and then. And I know, Aliana, have I really mutilated your name tremendously, or am I even close to the proper pronunciation?
I think you're right. It's Aliana.
Aliana. Okay. Hey, all right. I get an A or an A plus, and then Christian. So Cameron, let's start with you. Xavier, you follow. Aliana, you follow, and then Christian. You know about your experience, the life. I won't say life lessons. Just what you've retained actually, and what you remembered, and why it's important. So, Cameron, kick us off. Mr. Ball, all Mr. Right. Bell.
So for my experience, something that like definitely helped that wasn't taught or like probably intended was being able to communicate with like just older people or like people of higher positions and like being able to keep like conversation, keep their interest and like kind of just say the right thing as like juvenile as that sounds like that really like something I struggle with. And like, so that helped me a lot in the interview process. In terms of the camp itself, the first day when you come in, it's definitely nerve-wracking because I was with 29 people I didn't know. And I was with there with one person I knew, but we tried to like stay away from each other just to like kind of take in the whole experience. But like, at least for me and my roommates that I was rooming with, we like bonded instantly. Xavier was one of my roommates. It was a great experience on the first day, just kind of like getting to know everybody, like just kind of just being teenagers and having fun talking with the officers. And I met the like chief of police of my town. I got to form a relationship with him. Like that was awesome. And on the first day we did like, I remember this team building exercise with hula hoops and it was like chaotic for us, but like there was a class from before us that like kind of showed us the way and like the general premise of like, if you really just put your mind to something and think about it, like the solution is much easier than it actually seems. So that was awesome to like kind of fumble around with ourselves and kind of look stupid, but it was awesome.
Excellent.
And one of the things that like I was stressing about was like we had 5 a.m. runs and it was actually, it taught me like how to push myself and I could do a lot more than I like thought I could. And it was also great bonding because we'd all come back to the dorms after the run and be tired and laughing and like just share like how gruesome it was for us because like I'm not a big runner. And but like that definitely was a great experience for me, as well as just like the day-to-day classes that we got to learn about. I remember we got to learn about the case at Yale where the girl was, you know, obviously murdered. And you know, it was gruesome to learn about, but like it grabbed my interest. And then we also had a project we had to work on, and I forget what the general premise of the project was, but I just remember being up in the dorms and like kind of working on it, laughing, and it was just nothing but a good time. Like it was always smiles when we were together. It was, and like the great thing was we were all learning about something we cared about, so we were all engaged, and yeah, it was great. And in terms of like things I learned from different agencies, it actually wasn't an agency that made the biggest impact on me. It was actually the SWAT team. I had no idea how like interesting and how cool that job is. And it's something I'm definitely considering now that I wasn't before. Also, I just got to learn more about the FBI, which I wanted to do since I was a kid. So that was great for me. And yeah, just it was a great experience. And you meet a lot of really good people and everybody's super helpful. And it was probably like one of the best weeks of my life. Honestly.
Tremendous. Cameron, I'm not going to ask you, you mentioned that you roomed with Xavier.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you how loud Xavier snored, but we'll deal with that a little later. But Joanne, share with us again. I want to come back to you about how people can participate. If you're a parent, if you're listening, how if you're a student, eligibility, the process.
Yeah, the program is open to high school students that are between the ages of 15 and 18. Information and the application can be found on our New Haven website, which is fbi.gov/New Haven. And then, and New Haven is all one word, and then navigate to community outreach. And there the application will be found. The applications will be accepted until April 23rd at 5 p.m.
Excellent. And Xavier, you're on, and I'm not going to ask you how loud Cameron snored as well, because, you know, it's good for the goose, good for the gander. But share with us, Xavier, unmute yourself, if you would. And Xavier I need Xavier to unmute himself.
There we go. All right. How you doing? So basically what Cameron said, the experience was amazing. I got to bond with a lot of people I did not know beforehand. I think one of the most important things was establishing those relationships, people from different backgrounds, especially within the students who are a FLEA, also law enforcement as well. I got to establish a relationship with Yale PD, FBI agents, DA agents, US attorneys. We were also able to get the business cards as well. So this opportunity that Agent Benson and Agent Grady gave us was something, that's like once in a lifetime, because we were able to create these relationships. And not only that, we still keep in contact with a lot of these people. I think another important thing was like one of the activities that we did, it was called like the Adjustment Zone. Mm-hmm. And this activity is mostly about like culture's sensitivity and understanding your bias and prejudice and not acting on that. So this activity was called the Judgment Zone, and it was about finding Johim Rahim.
Yes.
And basically like a guy who was falsely convicted, and he was jailed in prison for many years. And there was like a panel of four men, all different clothing. We had to guess, number one, the occupation, and they were all acting. They were this guy who was falsely imprisoned. And we had to, based on our judgment about how they look and what they said, we got to guess who was, falsely convicted and who was the, criminal. And I think this exercise was just to show how easy it is to make snap judgments, how, like, snap judgments could basically, lead to, like, death of an individual, false convictions, and et cetera. And, I think this experience was, really just based off, like, understanding your bias and not reacting on that, and really explicitly knowing, like, the evidence of the situation. Because as you can see now, like, nowadays, many people, or there's a lot of people, like, sort of like black people, black and brown people, who you have seen recently a lot, who have died at the hands of, police officers and law enforcement. So this teaching us kids, at a young age, and everyone from different backgrounds who don't really experience or don't really communicate with people different, from different cultural backgrounds.
Yes.
Really important to understand that, like, have this cultural sensitivity, understanding one's culture, understanding how one's culture interact with law enforcement, and just to not react off of judgment, but to react off, evidence, and to react, accordingly to the situation.
That's really
Other than that, I thought it was an amazing experience. This program paved the way for what I'm pursuing my degree. I'm pursuing international relations, but there's still, I'm still open to joining any agency or law enforcement. So I thought it was just an amazing experience, and I'm just thankful for being, a part of this program.
Well, Xavier, Ficklin Media is looking for people, so I'll reach out to you too. I mean, keep your career options open. And Aliana and Christian, I want to thank you for your patience as well. I just want to ask another follow-up with Xavier. Xavier, you and I have a few years and decades that separates us from a birth standpoint, but we both, I think from the visual, share the same hairstyle kind of preference. And I got to tell you that a good friend of mine, very good friend, told me 20 years ago that people that the only people he knew that wore their hair like me were criminals. This is a very good friend. I mean, liberal, established MBA, And so we mentioned biases, et cetera, and perceptions that really struck me. I mean, we're still friends. And, you know, part of a friendship is be able to talk to a person from your heart kind of thing. And he said the only persons he knew that wore his hair, the hair like you and I, were criminals. And that has really stuck with me for so long. But I digress. Aliana, let's go for it. The guys have kind of set a high bar for their experience. Did they behave themselves there at the when you were there? Or did they? I mean, do you still like them?
I wasn't there with them. I was a year after, I believe. I know the guys when I was there were behaving. Everybody was behaving. You know, okay. You have to be on top of your game.
All right.
But like Cameron and Xavier said, Flay was definitely one of the best experiences I've ever had. I still talk about it to this day, honestly. And it's like, it opened my eyes to a lot of different branches, like of law enforcement. I know, like before, I didn't know a lot. I know I've always wanted to be an FBI agent. And that's like, I was so focused on that I wasn't giving any like thought to any other branch of like law enforcement. But when I went there, you're like taught, like a whole bunch of different agencies came and would talk. Like I know before I did not know what DEA stood for.
What does it stand for? What does it stand for?
Drug Enforcement Association.
Drug Enforcement Agency, right?
Administration.
General administration, okay. And
I did not know what it stood for. I know I would always hear it in the movies talking about, yeah, the DA's here, the DA's there. I didn't even know what they did. But now I know. Mm-hmm. It's like, and it really opened my, I still want to be an FBI agent. It that didn't change. But I know, like, I have knowledge now on different branches of law enforcement, which was really helpful for me. I know that one experience that was really memorable for me is just like, it really taught me that you always have to pay attention because you never know what's going to happen. Mm. There was a situation that happened and it was a part of the program. None of us knew. And it was just a shock. So after the situation happened, we all had to sit down. They were like, okay, guys, you need to sit down. You need to report. Like you have to sit down, report and tell us what happened during the situation. Like you need to describe the lady, what happened, describe like details. And we all wrote it down. We all sat down. We wrote down, like we were thinking we're reporting the situation, and they got the reports back and they were reading it. And all our reports were totally different. Mm. Some people were describing her shirt and it was like, some people said red, pink, green. It was all over the place. It was literally all over the place. And it's just like, it really taught us because our descriptions were not even like correct. So it's just like, it really taught us that you never know what is going to happen. You always have to pay attention. You always have to be on top of your game, like I said, because like you never know what situation you're going to be in, you know? And if Leia, it's just like all about building relationships with not only the people that are in your group, but as well as professionals. I know like there was a lot of networking, and that's something that I still need to get used to. But that really opened my eyes and introduced me to networking and like being confident in myself and being able to build relationships by myself. Because I know you're not always gonna have your parents to help you talk about, oh, this is so and so, like introduce yourself. No, you have to step out of your comfort zone. And approach people, even though you might not feel comfortable or you're scared, you have to push yourself in order to better yourself, create connections in order to have those in your professional life in the future. It's just like, it was like a lot. It was like a lot of building personally that I learned a lot during FLAIA, and it was stuff that I will take with me in the future.
Boy, that's tremendous. And Aliana, I guess I want to mention actually to you and everybody else, I'll share the link for this show. I'll share with Charlie and Joanne so for them to share it with you, because you might want to share it with your friends or your family, I guess in terms of the relationship building and for your resume. So you're now in terms of, you know, you're now a star. Be get ready to kind of give out autographs, et cetera. But we'll send the link so that you can share it with folks. Christian, just before I come to you, Joanne, share again how people can get involved and apply and really take advantage of this information, because I think you mentioned that the deadline is rather imminent.
It's coming up quickly. It's next Friday. So anybody that's interested, that's a high school student in Connecticut, can go to fbi.gov/New Haven, which is all in one word, and navigate to community outreach. I believe that it can also be found if you just Google Future Law Enforcement Youth Academy, FBI New Haven. So there are many ways that you can get there and find it out on the web.
And Christian, just hold tight for a second. Just when Joanne mentioned that, Joanne, are there any other so-called demonstration models or any of your peers throughout the nation taking advantage of this opportunity and this collaboration?
Yes, there are. The FBI office worked with Marquette University to bring this program. There's also a similar program up in the Boston area. So it is taking hold because the youth initiatives that the FBI really wants to do is form and shape our future, because all of these students across the nation are the future of law enforcement. So the FBI is very proud to work towards creating students and adults that will be the best of the best in the profession of law enforcement.
And we have the best of the best here in New Haven through the program. I mean, that's kind of clear to me. That's very obvious to me. And I say, and all jokes aside, it's so important. Sometimes I think we take for granted the opportunities we have here in New Haven in particular, and even in the state of Connecticut. So let's not sleep on this, folks. Let's take advantage of it. Christian, let's go for it, man. I'm saving the best for last. Let's hear what you have to say.
Well, in terms of most memorable things about the program, definitely the process of the application, definitely one of the most memorable things. It is definitely a very long process, but it's definitely worth it. It went in three phases, at least for my year. Just basic information and an essay, phone interview, and then panel interview for the third phase. Mm. Definitely most memorable was the panel interview. I remember I was pretty nervous at the start. You're going into an actual FBI field office, so you know you're going through security. You get a pass, you're walking through, and then I remember when I went in, it was quick. Like I was walking up, then all of a sudden I was in a room with four other people and they were asking me questions, and I was like, oh, it's pretty overwhelming. But you know, with most things, I kind of stood calm, and that's the best thing you can do. But the most valuable thing about this whole program is communication and networking. Definitely, I know other people mentioned it, but really it's the most important thing in this program, because, you know, networking, look, we're all here right now.
Indeed.
You know, so you meet a lot of professional people, older, younger, and people from different areas as well. So like what I loved about the program the most is that everybody, like all the applicants that were accepted, basically everyone was from a different place in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Like there was no one from where I was from.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's interesting to get different perspectives. And that's another thing that you get from this program, is you get a law enforcement perspective. You know, you don't get to hear from other people or the news. You get to look for it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You get to kind of evaluate what you think about certain things. The most memorable like team building exercise was mentioned earlier. It was called Judgment Zone. I was going to mention this earlier. And I'm specifically going to go into the team building aspect.
Great.
So we were split off into like two teams. And I was very lucky to have a very good team with lots of communication. For my year, it was actually a woman. So it was four women claiming to be the same woman. And she was in prison for several years. And she was actually imprisoned in Spain. So we actually split up into two groups in that already split group. And the main thing is we would have people write down what she said and people that would ask her questions. The reason why we write it down is to make sure that she doesn't change the story. So we would ask all four women a question. They would give different answers. So then one thing that we did was ask how old they are. Okay. Then we can kind of start cross-referencing certain things. She was in Spain for several years, so you're bound to know some Spanish. So we were lucky enough to have a team member that spoke Spanish. So we asked all four women a question in Spanish. Only one responded, and it turns out that's the person we guessed, and that was the correct person. So it's just learning how to communicate with people and learning who's best at what. You know, like, I was one of the persons asking the questions because I cannot write. I am totally unorganized. So it's finding out what you're good at, and basically using it, your abilities, and all bringing everyone up.
Well, Christian, my wife still says that I'm unorganized. In fact, she comes into my room in the office several times each week to kind of impress upon me how unorganized I am. So it's a lifelong journey. We have about three minutes to go, and I guess want to kind of ask Cameron and Xavier and Aliana, and then Christian is yourself also. Give me one sentence that you want to say to your friends or your peers. It could be about life. It could be about today's current events. It could be about the future. I'll start with you, Cameron. Give me one sentence that you want to kind of share with your peers or your friends or your family or your grandmother or even people that have in your family that are are no longer alive. So it's a really broad question, but just one sentence you'd like to kind of put out into the universe.
I think one that best describes just like everything going on and like something personal with me is just like, don't give up. Like, you never know what's on the other side of the tunnel, so you just have to keep pushing forward.
Excellent. Xavier?
Mine would be take care of your mental health, find your purpose, and never stop fighting.
Excellent. Aliana?
Don't be afraid to take risks and immerse yourself in different scenarios and situations.
Perfect. Christian?
It doesn't matter if the chances are slim, just go for it.
Excellent. You know what, Joanne? We're not as wise as these four prophets that we've just heard, but if you'd like to share a comment as well in terms of what message or one sentence you'd like to share with the universe before we sign off, that would be great.
I would. I think it's important for people to listen sometimes more than they speak. So if that's ever a wish that I could put out to the universe, you have to hear what other people are saying to you and take it in and understand it.
Excellent. Thank you so much, everybody. This has been heartwarming for me. We're going to go to the next segment pertaining to emergency rental assistance. But in some ways, the world is on fire. In some ways, everything is an emergency. So let's kind of see if we can damp things down, put out some fires and create some harmony and health. So I want to thank all of you for this first segment to kind of help us to be inspired and affirmed and just to link out. And actually, I think I hear the word hasn't been used by this particular group, but I think that to love one another and show your love. So I want to thank you so much for being on the Tom Ficklin Show, and then we'll get you back. Once you're on the show, you've been baptized, so or anointed or sprinkled or ordained. You've gone through the boot camp, so you survived. Thanks so much, everybody. We're going to go to the next segment.
Great. Thank you, Tom.